Then someone had thrown a Molotov cocktail through the club's front window. Molotov cocktail was a term Roland understood, and before you could say, "Take my mother-in-law, please," the place was on fire. Joe had boogied out the back, through the stage door. He'd almost made it to the street when three men, all very black, all roughly the size of NBA centers, grabbed him. Two held, the third punched. Then someone swung a bottle. Boom, boom, out go the lights. He had awakened on a grassy hillside near a deserted town called Stone's Warp, according to the signs and the empty buildings along Main Street. To Joe Collins, it had looked like the set of a Western movie after all the actors had gone home. It was around this time that Susanna decided she did not believe much of Cy Collins' story. It was undoubtedly entertaining, and given Jake's first entry into Midworld after being run over in the street and killed while on his way to school, it was not totally implausible, but she still didn't believe much of it. The question was, did it matter?
"You couldn't call it heaven, because there were no clouds and no choirs of angels," Joe said. "But I decided it was some sort of an afterlife just the same."
He had wandered about. He found food. He found a horse, Lippy, and moved on. He had met various roving bands of people, some friendly, some not, some true-threaded, some muty. Enough so he'd picked up some of the lingo and a little mid-world history. Certainly he knew about the beams and the tower. At one point he'd tried to cross the Badlands, he said, but he'd gotten scared and turned back when his skin began to break out in all sorts of sores and weird blemishes.
"I got a boil on my ass, and that was the final touch," he said. 6 or 8 years ago this might have been. Me and Lippy said the hell with going any further. That was when I found this place, which is called Westring, and when Stuttering Bill found me. He's got a little doctrine, and he lanced the boil on my bottom.